Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
Bob here, mobile home from Ingalls.
Would you, Bob? I couldn't remember for sure. This is Patrick on this end.
Yeah, I recognize the call, Patrick. How you doing this morning?
Good. On the way to church, so enjoying a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's a little bit cool and windy, but it's going to go up into the low 70s up here. So it looks like it's going to be a nice day here. Looking forward to it.
I love these days like this right here. Nice and cool in the morning. Not blistering hot in the afternoon. We can get out and enjoy the day.
Or work or activities planned, it makes for a nice day. I could do this kind of weather all year round. You know, 50, 60 in the morning, 70, 75 in the daytime. Never hear a complaint out of me again.
Roger that. I'm right there with you.
Meeting.
Dad is having a cookout for the family, so after church, I plan on going over there and hanging out with the family for a little while, and that's pretty much it. How about yourself?
Well, I have out-of-town company from Michigan here. My brother and sister-in-law are here. They got here Thursday, and then my nephew, his wife, and their two girls, they came last night. They're passing through to go to Florida because all of us are eventually, 25 of us are eventually heading to Florida to a house down in Florida and having a big family reunion down there for a week. And a lot of them are passing through North Carolina on their way to Florida to stay with friends and other things. So ours is kind of the midway point. So we've kind of got the hotel ND7J going on.
Like it, but I mean, that's nice that you got time for family and room for them to stop in and enjoy the company for a little while. That's always nice.
Yeah, we actually have two guest bedrooms, and also we've got a sleeper sofa in the living room, so we can accommodate, several people very comfortably.
And I'm glad they appreciate it too, because motel rooms are not cheap anymore.
You know how clean they are. I've traveled for many, many years. You know, as a photographer, I've traveled all my life, and living in the box just doesn't get it. But it worked all right. But like I said, I got tired of hotels. I'm tired of hotels.
Done quite a bit of traveling and staying in motels my life too. Any kind of training Ford or GM sent us to was always out of town, so I always had to spend nights in motels or weeks, and I just never really cared for it.
I did it up until maybe 6 years ago or so, where it started to get old fast. You know, I mean, I've traveled all around the world doing photography, and when I was younger, it wasn't that big of a deal. But as a photographer, a journalist photographer, I always kept a suitcase packed and ready to go, because if I got called off on assignment, I would have to basically be drop and go, more or less.
It was nothing like that. I just basically here on the East Coast for training, that's all I had to mess with. That's not too bad, but I just didn't care for it. You get kind of nasty and run down, even though you're paying for one of the nicer rooms, they're still not nice.
Who's been in there, and, you know, how well do they actually clean them, and, you know, what have you. But after a while, like I said, I didn't really mind until I got older, and then it kind of started to wear on me several years back. That's probably the travel part of my business was probably the part that pushed me to retire and just stop traveling as much as possible.
Have you got those antennas fully up and operational yet?
Jack, they're up and it's all up and it's completely done and operational. I've actually been working a good deal of 6 meters, and I reached 310 on my DXCC. I got 305, actually 307 confirmed. I just got my 305 sticker, and I got my 1500 challenge medallion, and that was from several new 6-meter contacts, so that got me my challenge points up there.
Time we spoke, you were just getting them up, still tuning on them or whatever you needed to do there.
Got a chance, you know, you can tune them and get all, everything the way it's supposed to be when it's on the ground, and I did have a test I had set up so I could stand it up and get everything kind of ready to go, but there was the kind of checking it out and seeing how well it works, and they are working. I'm pulling in the drive, and I'm going to lose you when I pull in the drive, so good talking to you. Enjoy the weekend, 73.
You take care. Yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad there. So I'm going to say 73, 04, 8.